This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba.
At a full-service restaurant, you know the drill. You eat your food, you get your bill, and then you calculate the tip.
Let's see, 20%, 62 is...
Not at San Francisco's Sue Burr Kitchen, though, or Berkeley's Comal, or Oakland's Camino. These and other Bay Area restaurants are ditching the tableside math and going for a more transparent approach to pricing. One where the amount you see on the menu is the amount you pay. Advocates say it means higher wages for everyone. KALW's Liz Pfeffer reports. Alyssa Arians worked in San Francisco restaurants for 10 years now. And like most servers, she got into it for the tips.
Some nights you'd leave with 80 or 90, or I mean 100 is kind of the average mark for what you want as a server, sort of anywhere in this city, I think, as a minimum.
But since February, she hasn't had any tips. That's because she's working at Sous Bear Kitchen, a new French spot in the Mission where tipping's not allowed.
First thing they asked before we got into the interview was, would that work for you? And they told us that they had some people say no thank you and take off.
Arian wasn't sure if it would work for her either. But today she can't hide her enthusiasm. Working for tips, she says.
Sometimes you'd leave with 200 or more a night, but it would sort of even out to be totally comparable to what we're given right now.
In general, Sous Bear servers make less than they would with tips, on average $25 per hour. But if they work 40 hours a week, what they do get are benefits, sick days, and vacation time. In short, stability. For servers like Arian, and for the cooks and dishwashers who work in the back.
The reality of the back of the house making far less than the front of the house has just always been something that we've had to not think about and deal with internally. But it's definitely nice to kind of like make what I consider to be like a fairer wage.
Lauren Genta is a cook at Camino, an Oakland restaurant that went tipless in January. Cooks at Camino now start at $16 an hour, and since she's been there for 2 years, she's earning even more.
One job is enough for me. I don't have a lot of financial needs. I don't support a family. I don't have a bunch of obligations other than my student loans. So for me, it is a living wage.
The reason cooks and dishwashers usually make so little is because they don't earn tips directly. They get a small share of whatever the servers earn. A tipless restaurant makes sure that everyone earns money every night and that the house can afford to pay them, even give them benefits. Sous Bear Kitchen's chef and owner, Michael Moshbaugh, says that's one of the main reasons he decided to go tipless from the start.
When I decided I wanted to go out on my own, I wanted to make sure that my employees felt like I had their best interest in mind, and that's why I decided to reapproach the entire business model.
Instead of tips, he built a 20% service charge into the menu price. And he says it's already making a difference for his workers.
Our dishwashers are making well above minimum wage, between $13 and $15 an hour, and our line cooks are making between $16 and $18. So, and that's just starting, and that's to make sure the business model works.
You heard him mention minimum wage. That's the bigger force at work here. Right now, San Francisco's minimum wage is $11.05 per hour. In May, it will rise to $12.25 an hour, and it will keep rising to $15 an hour by 2018. Oakland's minimum wage already rose this month from $9 to $12.25 an hour. Today, that's the highest minimum wage in the country. So for the restaurant owners, the cost of doing business is going up no matter what. In Oakland, Camino owner Allison Hopelane says tipless is the wave of the future.
It has to be, or some version of this has to be. We've always kind of wanted to find a way to address the inequities between the, you know, kitchen staff and the floor staff. And then with the minimum wage being raised, with Measure FF being passed, it sort of gave us this moment to do it.
Measure FF, by the way, is Oakland's minimum wage increase initiative. It just went into effect, and Hopelane says it's vague, meaning there's a legal gray area around how they want to restructure the way they pay people.
This industry is, when you really think about it, it's pretty crazy, right?
Sylvia Allegretto is a UC Berkeley labor economist, and she's paying attention to the tipless trend because it affects a lot of people. Restaurant jobs are growing much faster than jobs overall. Close to 1 in 10 workers in the U.S. are in the restaurant industry, but it's still really unstable.
I mean, you go to work, you might think you're going to work 7 or 8 or 9 hours, but if it's slow, they'll send you home. You know, it's very hard to count on some kind of an ongoing, consistent pay from a lot of these jobs.
She says the no-tip trend is interesting, but it's too soon to see if it can scale.
This is getting a lot of press, but it's really, at least right now, very few restaurants that are doing this, and there mostly seem to be higher-end restaurants where they're just getting rid of tips.
Across California, restaurant workers are lucky, or at least a little better off than their peers around the country. California is one of just 7 states where tipped employees earn minimum wage as base pay, as opposed to a sub-minimum wage that tips are supposed to supplement. Federally, that's $2.13 an hour, and has been so since 1991, whereas California's restaurant workers make $9 an hour at least. So in this state, the conversation can get a little more philosophical.
What I really like about this is it's at least coming into the conversation, this idea of tipping. Should we have tipping? What does it really mean?
You don't tip when you go to the grocery store and buy groceries. You don't tip when you go to the dentist and have a service provided for you there.
Fred Sasson is the co-owner of Homestead, a casual but higher-end neighborhood restaurant in North Oakland that went tipless this month. A big part of his reason was that he just didn't see the point of tipping.
In the United States, we are one of the very few industries that puts its employees and its livelihood in the hands of a patron to be generous.
So Sasson and the other owners are putting that responsibility on themselves. Tipless really means asking patrons to pay more upfront so you can pay your staff more equally. And every restaurant's no-tip approach is different. Some are gradually raising their prices. Some are implementing a service charge that absorbs all costs. And some are just waiting to see how it goes. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Pfeffer.